Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, 14th day of June, 2023. It's Flag Day. Display your American flag proudly. I wrote a column for Wisconsin Christian News where this is the first Memorial Day past that I saw quite a few American flags hanging in the distress position.
I thought it was Rainbow Flag Month.
Yeah, rainbow. Well, you know, obviously, right? Good observation. Have you seen, Eric the Tech, let me ask you this question. Have you seen any rainbow flags displayed on houses or anything like that? Because you get around a lot.
A couple.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, hence my, here's the start.
I was also watching a baseball game.
Well,
and somebody hit a double, and in the camera view, you could see these two giant pride flags flying.
See,
what does that have to do with friggin' baseball?
Precisely. Like Black Lives Matter on the courts and on the football turf and all of that and sidelines. None of this. And you're exactly right, which goes right into really the theme of today, because there are a lot of people who recognize, look, you recognize that we are in a fight. Good versus evil. Many will break it down into right versus left, Republican versus Democrat.
What would happen if I flew a giant InfoWars flag at the baseball game?
I don't know. I'm sure that you would probably be cited for disorderly conduct and kicked out. And that's one thing that, how about if we had a flag, and maybe we should design one about the truth. You know, the Hagman Report, the truth can't be silenced. But therein lies the nugget of today. How many
news
people...
News nugget.
Yeah, news nugget. I love you, man. How many people today recognize or are even asking the question or are looking at exploring the interlocking ideological common ground among the conspirators that we see out there among us, that we feel out there, that we see working? We're on the cusp right now of a third world war. And to that end, let me show you this. This is from a Twitter post, Mr. Chong. Okay, you and I have spoken about this in the past. The United States has been shipping munitions with depleted uranium, as has been the United Kingdom in parts of the EU to Ukraine. Okay, now, again, think about this for a second. We are at the cusp of a third world war. And actually, we're already in this world war, a war against Russia, a war against China, a war that the neocons, in addition to the ideologically driven, the people who want this one world government, one world order, we have to identify, explore the ideological common ground among the conspirators. Okay, because this, look, we know money is a big part of it. Greed, avarice, we know that is a part of it. But it's bigger than that. Yes, money is a driver of action. but belief is a driver of action. This ideology is a driver of action. What's the ideology? For example, you've got Klaus Schwab talking about you'll own nothing and be happy. Is that just all greed? What about Harari? You know, that mope. Is that all greed? No, there is an ideology behind this. So again, at the epicenter of what is taking place, this is an ideologically driven movement among conspirators to take us to World War III, to depopulate the planet, because I mean, obviously, there is a level of greed when you want to depopulate the planet. But is that all? All you have to do is go back and listen to and watch the interviews with Margaret Sanger. You know Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood and, of course, Hillary Clinton's mentor, so to speak. Okay. But getting back to, again, World War III. And if you watched InfoWars or listened to InfoWars yesterday, you're hearing some common things between Alex Jones, good friend of the program, good friend of mine, and this platform. And there are a few, only a few who are getting it. Alex said yesterday, hey, you know, kiss my children and bombs are going to be falling. This is the place that they want to take us to. Now, if you can put that, I'm not sure which page number it is. It'll be in the program description guide. If you go to HagmanReport.com, open up today's episode guide and look for the various... it'd be depleted the uranium post. If you put that on the screen, if you don't mind, I want to show you this. Let me just get to that here. Okay. Breaking war criminal. Now again, this the title of this tweet is Doublethink. One on the left-hand side, breaking, war criminal Putin says he will start using depleted uranium shells in Ukraine. And thank you for separating that out. I appreciate that. Depleted uranium is a toxic chemical as opposed to a radiation hazard. Particles in aerosols can be inhaled or ingested and can even enter the bloodstream and cause kidney damage. Now, the U.S. using DU munitions, nothing new. Okay, so breaking, war criminal Putin, there it is, war criminal Putin says he's going to start using DU shells in Ukraine. Okay, well, on another post, okay, the same image, everything's the same. Check this out. Breaking, U.S. to finally approve depleted uranium tank rounds for Ukraine. Now, the reason they use DU, just so people, for the uninformed or for the, because I didn't know why, so I had to look this up. It's denser. It will penetrate armor vehicles. It's more effective in killing, at least as a munition in that part. But the tweet goes on. It says depleted uranium is non-toxic and is used in weapons because it can penetrate, that's what I just said, penetrate tanks and armor more easily due to its density and other physical properties. So which one is it? Which one is it? Is it the same, or is it different? And by the way, And I have no way of knowing whether this has been photoshopped, and nor do you, nor does anyone else, or edited, or whatever. But when you look at the tweets, the panels on the tweets, both are from, ostensibly from the same account. The first one about Putin being a war criminal, 3:25 a.m. on March 26, 2023. The second one, June 13th, 2023 at 7:17 p.m. Those are the posting. Now, again, you can munge and spoof those dates, times, and you can do anything. So, but I want you to take a look at this double think. They're telling you two different things. Hey, if Putin does it, look, I'm not an apologist for Putin, but if he does it, oh boy, he's a war criminal. But if the U.S. and U.K. does it, and we have been doing it, it's not just simply, well, we're going to approve this. No, no. We've already been doing this. Now, I have very limited military sources, but I'm going back now 3 to 4 months. The one military source I have confirmed to me that the DU munitions were already being shipped by the UK and the US. And to which Putin said this, he would consider this an approval to use nuclear weapons, because essentially it's a nuclear weapon. And just think, gee, I wonder, DU, depleted uranium, and all of its lingering effects in the world's food basket. You think that there's an issue there? A larger issue? Again, go back to the, and my next, or my guest is going to be talking about, I think, referencing the larger sense of this. We must look at the interlocking ideological common ground among the people who are fighting the Christian conservatives, who are fighting the freedom-loving Christian conservatives, nuclear family, biblically based people. There's a war going on. Yes, it's right v left. Okay, that's very simplistic. Yes, it's conservative versus liberal. It's actually communist versus the freedom-loving people. But it's deeper than the greed and avarice that we're being told. It's an ideological war. With me right now, I am so proud to have, I don't want to take any more of his time, encroach on any more of his time, Clay Clark. And you can put his website up. I'm telling you what, Clay Clark is one of the... I want to get this right. Timetofreeamerica.com. Because there are many times I screw this up. Timetofreeamerica.com. Folks, bookmark that website. Go there. Look at the conferences and attend and support Clay Clark. He's doing the Lord's work. He is actually making a difference. He will be remembered in history for making a huge difference in this war in which we are embroiled. Clay Clark, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you so much there, Mr. Hagman. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your listeners. If you're out there today, my goal here is to drop you some knowledge bombs or some facts that you previously haven't heard, so we can be not scared, but be prepared for this world that we're facing called the Great Reset Agenda.
Yes. Well, this is good. I'm looking forward to this. What do you got? Because, and you're making a difference. I'll just say this and I'm going to shut up. I've been hearing more and more people who have attended your conferences, who is saying, man, these are great. The energy is fantastic. The quality of people that you've gathered is beyond anything that they've ever gone to, seen, or been a part of. And they look at you as a hero in this fight in which we face today. So I'm going to give you the floor. Let's rock. Let's go.
Well, first thing, if you do go to our Reawaken America Tour events, the next one is in August. It's August 25th and 26th. And I'm not obsessed with losing money, but I'll tell you, with the winning formula I have for losing a lot of money quickly, I let people name their price. So if you're out there today and you want to come to Las Vegas, Nevada, I don't want anybody to be unable to afford our events. So we want this to be an event that there's no hurdles that keep you from getting to these events. So again, it's August 25th and 26th. You can always name your price. We can do that to make it affordable. But then the lineup of the people that we have Alex Jones. We have Roseanne. We have Jim Brewer. So we have kind of those people that are, wow, household names. But then you bring in doctors, you know, Dr. Rashid Batar, may he rest in peace. He joined us. Dr. Richard Bartlett, he'll be there. Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Tenpenny, patent researcher, Karen Kingston, Dr. Dave Martin. I mean, there's a lot of doctors there. I'm telling you, I'm not worried about injuries because we have a lot of doctors in the house. Then we talk about Trump's inner circle. They're all there. Don Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, then the praise and worship team. We've got Sean Foyt in the house, Jimmy Levy's in the house. And the reason why we do these events is we want to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and get people back to God. So if you're watching right now today, just go to timetofreeamerica.com to request your tickets. And again, you can name your price. Now, as far as stuff that we need to know right now in front of us, I've got a sound clip I want to play here. I want people to really, really dwell on this and assume that what I'm saying is insanity. Okay, so I'm going to play this clip, and I want everyone to just assume that I've lost my mind, and I'm going to quote where I'm getting this information. Okay, so if you look up in the Bible, the book of Revelation, okay, so let's open the book of Revelation, and we're going to look up the book of Revelation. We're going to say, where was Antipas martyred? And so it says, how does this have anything to do with what I'm talking about? How does this do with the Great Reset? Revelation chapter 2, verse 13 says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hath not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain amongst you where Satan dwelt. So the question I have for you, Mr. Hagman, is where is CERN located?
Oh, Switzerland.
CERN is located. Yeah. Right. And it's CERN is located exactly where Antipas was martyred.
Yes. I've seen this.
Read the book of Revelation.
Spoiler alert. I know what you're talking. I know where you're going. Go ahead. Seen this before.
Yes. If you read
it's fantastic.
Chapter 2, verse 13, and you read Revelation 9:11, God tells us, he says that Satan dwells where Antipas was martyred. And Antipas was martyred where CERN is located. So follow me, folks. So Satan appears to be drawing the world to him. So CERN, the world's largest supercomputer, by the way, CERN has a logo, 666. What is the statistical probability of the world's largest supercomputer, CERN, with a 666 logo being located directly on top of where Antipas was martyred and where Satan is supposed to be dwelling? In Geneva, you've got the World Economic Forum, and their logo is what? 666.
Yep.
And the Google Chrome computer that powers the Google quantum computer that powers CERN, Google's logo is 666. And technologists and nerds, you know what they call the Google quantum computer that powers CERN?
Oh, I knew this. Go ahead.
This is wild. The nickname in their world, they call it the Beast.
The Beast, right.
So, yeah. And then you've got the World Health Organization, also based in Geneva. You have Gavi, this organization obsessed with vaccinating the world. It's also based in Geneva, Switzerland. So it would appear as though these satanic one world government organizations are all located where Antipas was martyred. That's wild stuff. Now, someone says, that's kind of heavy, bro. I don't view the Bible as a source of wisdom. Okay, we'll try this one. We go to Google right now and we do a search right now. And I'm going to do it with your listeners on the computer to my right. So if I do a search right now for MIT quantum dot, everyone do a search right now for MIT quantum dot. MIT developed the quantum dot. It's a technology that stores your medical and financial records under your skin. It's called the quantum dot. MIT also developed the CBDCs. So MIT, do a search right now, folks. MIT developed the CBDCs. So do a search for MIT CBDC, and then do a search for MIT Quantum Dot. Now, after you've done a search for MIT Quantum Dot and MIT CBDCs, I would also encourage you to do a search right now for Quant.network. So did you know that the central bank digital currencies that are being rolled out right now, those central bank digital currencies were developed by MIT? And who is the one funding MIT? Did you know that MIT was funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates? You know, the world's most prolific pedophile who believes so highly in Satan that he decided to put a temple on his island to pray Satan, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep.
And then Bill Gates, the one who thinks so highly of Marina Abramovich, his satanic spirit cooking advisor, that he featured her during the Easter commercial. Did you know that Microsoft has a patent for a cryptocurrency that goes under the skin with a patent publication number W02020060606? Did you know that Congress is working on legislation called H.R. 6666? What? That would force the shots going in your body? If you can't see the satanic symbolism and the agenda right in front of you, folks, I don't know how else I could possibly demonstrate how satanic this agenda is.
That's absolutely incredible. Again, this goes back to the, in my view, the common core ideological, no pun intended there, the ideological drivers, which is spiritual in nature, which is a religion to these people, and they're pushing their agenda, like you said. None of this is coincidence. And that example you used, I think, Book of Revelation proves it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you some more. And this is going to blow people's minds. And I'm just citing the Bible here today, folks. A little Bible study for you. If you go to read the Book of Revelation and you start looking up the Euphrates River, you know, what does the Bible have to say about the Euphrates River? It's going to take us to Revelation chapter 16. All right. And we're going to go to Revelation chapter 16. I'm going to pull it up on the screen. My right, Revelation chapter 16, King James Version. I go there and I'm going to read to you. This is verse 12. It says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." Have you noticed that China and Russia, the kings of the east, they teamed up at the very moment that the Euphrates River dried up?
Yes. Yes. But the excuse is, well, it's being dammed ahead of the... But go on. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Let's get to it. And it says, "And I saw three..." This is what it says. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon." You know, the dragon is China. "And out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet." Well, guess who is now showing up in our world right now? Yuval Noah Harari. This is the top advisor for top advisor for Klaus Schwab. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. They call this man the prophet. I don't call this man the prophet. They call this man the prophet. And they're a prophet right now. Guess what he's doing, folks? This man is now saying that the Bible needs to be rewritten via AI. He wants to rewrite the Bible via AI. Now, this man right here, Yuval Noah Harari, he is called the prophet. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, and Harvard. And when did he show up? He showed up when the Euphrates River dried up. And guess what else is happening? Elon Musk just got FDA approval. Now, the FDA told doctors they can't use hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19, but yet that same FDA gave Elon Musk approval to put a chip in the human head with his company called Neuralink. And Elon Musk is saying that Neuralink has the ability to help the blind to see and the lame to walk. That's a real thing. That's something he's actually saying right now.
Wow. Okay. So he's trying to sell this. It's a good thing, right? I mean, this is a good thing. This is like the dawn of the prosthetic age where you could lose a limb and then be outfitted with a limb. Kind of the same philosophy. Am I right on this?
Yeah, let me pull this up, because this is, again, Satan appears as an angel of light, okay? So Satan always shows up as a good thing, as a good deal. It's always, you know, we want to protect the life of the woman, the safety of the woman when giving birth. That's why we allow the murder of babies, a.k.a. abortion. Right. Okay, so it always starts off with a a nice little sales pitch. But listen to this. This is the FDA approving Elon Musk's Neuralink to put chips in your head. The same FDA that told doctors they can't prescribe hydroxychloroquine. Okay.
Yeah. Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink said on Thursday it had been given a green light from the U.S. FDA to kickstart its first in-human clinical study.
Humans.
It's a critical milestone for Neuralink after earlier struggles to gain approval.
We're confident that it is possible to restore full-body functionality.
Musk believes brain implants could cure a range of conditions, including obesity, autism, depression, and schizophrenia.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable.
This is Klaus Schwab talking to Sergey Brin, okay? So Klaus Schwab is down with brain chips. Sergey Brin of Google is down with brain chips. Listen to this.
I think I think, you know, you can imagine that. You can imagine, well, you're going to be sort of transplanted into, you know, the internet, so to speak, to live forever in a digital realm.
If you have a good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an inter-brain net with a because it's the same system, the same communication system, and nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
For the first time, researchers at Cornell University have linked up the brains of multiple people using brain-to-brain interfaces so they can collaborate and work on specific problems.
Listen to Musk.
Effectively merge with artificial intelligence.
Musk is wanting to merge with artificial intelligence. Folks, Revelation chapter 17 verse 13 says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." Let me recap. A lot of information flying in hot here. Yuval Noah Harari is saying that he would like to link several brains together. And then the core problem we have here, Mr. Hagman, is that we don't know who you are if somebody else can access your brain. Elon Musk says he wants to merge with artificial intelligence to create human AI symbiosis, folks. Folks, I apologize if my internet connection is being a little bit weird here, but focus on this, because this is some profound stuff that Elon Musk is saying right now. Listen to this. This is Elon Musk describing human AI symbiosis.
What is it that inhibits human-machine symbiosis? It's the data rate. When you communicate, especially with a phone, you're moving your thumbs
right
very slowly. So you're like moving your two little meat sticks
right
at a rate that's maybe 10 bits per second, optimistically.
He's wanting to connect your brain to artificial intelligence. I don't know what else I could possibly demonstrate to make the argument that it's not a good idea to allow brain chips to be put into the human head. And it's disturbing that Elon Musk, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, and Xi of China all share a vision to put brain chips in your head, to put mRNA modifying nanotechnology in your body, to have cars that you drive that you can turn on or off for the way you can turn on or off someone's social media, and to introduce a single access point financial system. Elon Musk is calling it X. I would call it the singularity, the mark of the beast. Klaus Schwab is they're all pushing this idea of moving to putting technology under your skin that would make it mechanically impossible for you to buy or sell without the technology under your skin. That's why Microsoft has a patent, W02020060606, for a cryptocurrency using body activity. And that's why, again, Elon Musk, he started OpenAI with $1 billion of funding from Bill Gates and Sam Altman. You've all known Harari, Klaus Schwab, and Elon Musk all share the same agenda.
Yes. It's the same ideological drivers. Yes. How did they expect all of us to go along with that?
Well, I think that what happens is and I have an office behind me, a wonderful staff of people. They're great. You know, they're great people. And we have a conference tomorrow, and I've got multiple exits in my office, multiple exits. So we have a big conference going on tomorrow. Not a Reawaken America tour, but I do business conferences. I've done those every 2 months since 2005. But most people will wait in line to all go out the same door. And it's a rare bird. It looks around to see if there's another exit. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does.
You know, there's like hundreds of people trying to go out the same two doors.
Yep.
But there's multiple other doors that no one ever considers. So it's another example is most people that I know, they process information in the following ways. When we do the Reawaken America tour, I find up a lot of wonderful people. And I ask them, how did you come to our event? How did you hear about the Reawaken America tour? And they go, well, you know, I think I saw you on Alex Jones, or I think I heard about General Flynn or Cash Patel, or I heard Jim Brewer talk about it, or I heard Roseanne talk about it, or, you know, they hear about it from their own data source. And I go, and have you heard about it before? How many times did you have to hear about it before you came? And they go, oh, I've heard about it for a year and a half or 2 years, but I heard it was a conspiracy theory from the mainstream media, so I was a little bit leery of attending. Okay, so real quick. Most people listen to the mainstream media. They do. They do. I would say at least a third of the wonderful people I've met at the Reawaken America tour have said, I'm so glad I stopped listening to the mainstream media, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have come to your event. Second group of people, they love what celebrities say. Don't they love it when a celebrity says, you should take the shot, you know, because I'm a star in movies and I have a symmetrical face and I happen to be good at acting in movies, therefore trust me, or I'm a good singer, or I bounce a basketball well, so take the shot. I mean, there's like a third of the population that's obsessed with what celebrities say. And then there's that other third, and I don't know, and I think these aren't like equal percentages. I don't have the hard data on this. There's one third, they think that if it's in the media, it's got to be crap. If it's in the mainstream media, it's got to be bunk. If it's in the mainstream media, it has to be false. And if it's being pitched by a celebrity, it's probably not healthy. It's probably not a good idea. And that would be your listeners, sir. That's right. The kind of sick, twisted freaks that turn into they tune into the Hagmann Report because they want to hear facts and truth, and they can smell BS, which is why everything I just said on today's show is all cited at timetofreeamerica.com. And when possible, I just played the sound clip so you could hear these people in their own words describing it.
Amazing. And by the way, you know, I've got five monitors in my office, and I had all five tuned to different cable news broadcasting outlets. Okay, now when I say that, one was OAN, Real America's News. Another one was another. I should say non-cable, but to see the synchronization of the cable news versus the independent thought of the non-cable news, people need to really understand the, and I was going to get into this because President Trump had spoke about this psychological warfare that's being waged against the American people. He spoke about that yesterday, briefly, but mentioned it. So you're right on the money with this. But yeah, okay, I agree with that, I don't know, the percentages. It sounds about right. So, yeah, I guess that answers that question. Go ahead, sir.
Now, also, you have this thing called de-dollarization I want to get into today. So you have this de-dollarization. Someone says, well, what's that? And I'm going to play a sound clip here for you. But the dollar is going to be removed as the world's supreme reserve currency. The dollar will no longer soon be the world's leading reserve currency. How do I know that? Well, you have Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the BRICS nations. They are introducing a programmable central bank digital currency based in Shanghai. Shanghai as in the New Development Bank. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all introducing a new reserve. It's a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency based in Shanghai, aka the New Development Bank. Now Saudi Arabia, Iran, Venezuela, all these countries are joining BRICS. So right now, in during the month of August, now folks, get ready. The month of August, the BRICS nations are going to be announcing that they are adding new countries to the BRICS bloc. Now, currently, BRICS consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's where you get the BRICS. And that would be 41% of the Earth's population. Now, once they add Saudi Arabia, Iran, Venezuela, etc., you're going to see a massive shift towards de-dollarization. Now, most people know this, most of your listeners know this, but 1971, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, America got off the gold standard. And in 1971, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum. And in 1971, America began sacrificing babies to Baal, aka abortion. And in 1971, John Lennon wrote a song called Imagine that prophesied COVID-19. And in 1971, the Pope built an audience hall in the shape of a snakehead to show his allegiance to the Great Reset agenda. And in 1971, the Dark Side or Dark Seed comic book series was written that prophesied what we're seeing right now. This is all a plan called the Great Reset. And so in early 1970s, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, when America moved off the gold standard, we teamed up with Saudi Arabia to introduce this thing called the petrodollar. And the petrodollar works like this. We ask Saudi Arabia to export oil to countries that we like at a price that we like in exchange for military protection that they like. And that was the relationship. We asked them to price the oil in U.S. dollars in exchange for military protection. Well, guess what? Saudi Arabia is now joining BRICS. So we're about ready to have petrodollars that have no more petro. And for a good example of this, you're seeing Iraq now just banned the use of the U.S. dollar. This is Iraq, a country where 4,000 denarii was equal to one U.S. dollar. A country, Iraq, where 90% of the economy is conducted using U.S. dollars. They just banned the use of the dollar. Why? Because they are going to introduce a programmable central bank digital currency. So I want people to listen to this audio briefly here, folks. Here we go. Hopefully it works. If it doesn't work, it could get awkward. Well, it's not going to work, and that's fair. But I encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go there, you can click on the CBDC button, the CBDC or Central Bank Digital Currency button to learn more about this. And I've just got three calls to action for your listeners. One, I would encourage you, come join us in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Reawaken America Tour. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreamerica.com. Two, get out of the fiat currency. Hagman, do you have a gold and silver or precious metals dealer that you recommend, sir?
Yeah, I do. Eric the Tech handles all that for me. But no, seriously, I do. What's your recommendation?
Well, I would just say this. I personally have bought gold and silver from a company called Goldline that was recommended by Glenn Beck. I don't have a promo code for you. And I currently buy gold and silver. I've been buying gold and silver for years from a company called Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That's BH-PM.com. And when the Great Reset happened, I was a little bit worried about my relationship with Beverly Hills Precious Metals because everybody had to pick a side. And thankfully, Beverly Hills Precious Metals, they decided to stick with the Patriots and to continue to support and to openly support President Trump and the Reawaken Tour and that kind of thing. So they're not a sponsor. They don't pay to be on the stage or that kind of thing. They are somebody who I've worked with for years, and they do promo codes for a lot of the different Patriot speakers you see on the Reawaken America Tour. So guys like Kash Patel or General Flynn, and they don't shy away from the controversy. But whether you use Beverly Hills Precious Metals or whether you use Goldline or whoever brand you can trust, you just got to get out of the fiat currency because the fiat currency is about ready to go down tremendously in value. And then the third call to action, if you're looking for a job that doesn't require the COVID-19 shots, you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, you can find that at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And we also have the documentary of the Reawaken America Tour. You can find that today at timetofreeamerica.com.
TimeToFreeAmerica.com. A couple of things I want to ask you about. By the way, Janet Yellen yesterday was talking about the dollar and ultimately it's written on the wall. Basically, we're going down. The dollar is going down. There's no question about it. So the gold and silver for the people who are listening is to, and correct me if I'm wrong, a parallel economy to the digital currency. Is that correct?
Well, I don't mean to be super negative, Hagman, but this is a real example. A friend of mine has been married a long time, many years. He called me there today and he said, hey, my wife just left me. And I go, what do you mean? He said, I got home. Doors are locked. She says, you can't come in. I said, what happened? He's like, well, you know, for years, she's been a very outspoken liberal. And for years, I've been a conservative and we've had a house divided. And then when she started making my kid wear the mask in the house, it got a little crazy. And then when she went and vaccinated my kid, despite knowing what I know, I told her this, I can't do it. She said, I can't, you know, and it was this whole thing. And she said, I came home and the door was locked. I said, what are you going to do? He says, I think I'm going to live at the office tonight. I don't think I'm going to be able to get access to my clothes. I got my wallet, so I'll probably go buy new clothes. And then I think I'm going to just like, I think there's a gym in my, he's kind of thinking out loud. He's like, I think there's a gym in my building. I think I'll probably just shower there. And it was like his whole world imploded.
Yep.
And I was sort of on the phone as he's explaining it, and he's just kind of working through it. I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, Iraq, they just banned the U.S. dollar. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, if you're in Iraq and all you have is U.S. dollars, what does that mean? I mean, we're about ready to have I wouldn't call it turbulence. I would call it a chaos. And so I would just ask everybody to get out of the fiat currency so you'll have something of tangible value. That would be my recommendation. And someone else says, well, you're crazy. Well, President Trump the other day was very clear about the de-dollarization during his Tucker Carlson interview, one of Tucker's last interviews on Fox. He said de-dollarization is occurring. Janet Yellen just said it. Yep. Robert Kiyosaki just said it. I don't know what other credible names I could throw out there for you, but it's going to happen.
Indeed it is, my friend. All right. So, look, I know you're a busy guy. You got loads of interviews to do. I don't want to take your time up. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. There's a lot of good stuff there. The conferences are listed. Please, folks, go grab one. Go give from the heart as well. Okay. Even though you can name your price, name it accordingly. To really, I mean, be honest with yourself and also bring others. That's so important. By the way, Roseanne Barr, she's amazing. I've had some opportunities to communicate with her. And I'll just say this. Wow. Okay. That's worth the price of admission alone because she's awake. Yeah. I mean, she really is a She's got a lot up here, I'm telling you.
She's sure, but she's promised to keep it clean. So we'll have some fun there.
Yeah.
And Jim Moore will be there as well. And again, sorry, my internet connection is a little blurry today. You guys are first class, and I'll go back and talk to the internet wizards to figure out why my video came through blurry today. But thank you guys for all you do.
Hey, thank you. Clay Clark, thank you so very much. I appreciate you dropping in like this. And we will be promoting the conferences as well. God bless you, my friend. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, that was Clay Clark. Time to freeamerica.com, the reawaken tour. Look, you know something? There are people out there, and Eric and I were talking about this earlier today, this morning. And you know, some people will say, well, it's beyond, it's too late. Okay, well, what the hell are you going to do? Go play golf? Go bowling? Have a barbecue? Look, we've got to do something. All right. Clay Clark, time to freeamerica.com. The program will be in the link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. So, and the other thing too, do me a favor, if you don't mind, please subscribe to Rumble, subscribe to Brighteon. Folks, watch and share these episodes with everyone you know. And he's doggone right about the revelation. And the story I heard about CERN, about the brain shift. I mean, you folks, when you start digging around for this, but again, it goes back to the original question I had. Is what's the common ideological ground among the conspirators? It's beyond the monetary aspect of things. This is, well, I guess I could say, go back to the spiritual good versus evil part of things, at the heart of things. All right. But being on the cusp of World War III, meanwhile, we have a president, President Donald Trump, who was actually arrested. Now, if I would, and I did say this, Eric the Tech, you remember me saying, or do you remember me saying, let me ask it properly, They will indict and arrest Donald Trump. Didn't I say this months ago?
Yes.
Thank you. I was trying to find, I was going through some program and I was trying to find out where I said it. Just to play it, but take my word for it. But see, here's the other part of this that I want everyone to understand. They're not going to stop here. They are just starting, which is why yesterday, and if you didn't get a notice about yesterday's show from Rumble, it was not our internal thing. Rumble didn't send out a notice to a lot of people. Go back and watch yesterday's show and leave a comment on yesterday's show. Okay. Because it's important. I'm going to also say this. If you didn't watch InfoWars yesterday, or if it's your thing not to watch them, yesterday was specifically good in the first, it's always good, but in the first half when Alex Jones was talking, essentially like I've been talking for the last couple of weeks. Do you think that's just a coincidence? And folks, again, Clay Clark, thank you so much. Let me do this in somewhat of an order. Relative to the boxes that we showed yesterday, and maybe the day before, I'm not sure. Yeah, yesterday.
What's in the box?
You want door number one or box number one or whatever? Yeah, what's in the box? What are in the boxes? But President Trump spoke briefly about the boxes. This is, I think, a minute and 20 seconds on Twitter, excerpting his address after his arraignment. Here is video one in the program description guide, in the show notes, President Trump on boxes. Here it is.
And this is why no other president, even those who kept far more documents than I, has ever been even investigated, let alone charged with a crime. Because the sham indictment put forward by the Biden administration included staged photographs of boxes at Mar-a-Lago, many people have asked me why I had these boxes. Why did you want them? The answer, in addition to having every right under the Presidential Records Act, is that these boxes were containing all types of personal belongings, many, many things, shirts and shoes and everything. As can be seen in the picture where someone, not me, I wonder who it might have been, dumped one of the very neatly arranged boxes all over the floor. They were full of newspapers, press clippings, thousands of pictures, thousands and thousands of White House pictures. The White House photographers, some are with us today. They took so many pictures and we saved all of them and they were in those boxes. Clothing, memorabilia, and much, much more. I hadn't had a chance to go through all the boxes. It's a long, tedious job, takes a long time, which I was prepared to do, but I have a very busy life. I've had a very busy life. They make it more busy because you're always fighting.
Okay, so this is essentially what we said yesterday. This was a psychological operation. They dumped that box, the infamous picture, the stuff on the floor and such. Okay, that was not like that when it was in storage, all right? So can we say for sure that's the case? Yeah, I'm confident in that. There's a lot of reasons why I'm confident, but I'm confident. And that was a photo op. That was a psyop to enrage the left. Speaking of psychological operations, President Trump spoke on psychological operations, the psychological warfare campaigns against you. Let's go to video two, because this does relate to video one. It relates to what Clay Clark said, and it relates to what I said prior to Clay Clark coming on. Video two.
Don't forget, this persecution is being done by the same weaponized agencies that for 7 years have been running illegal psychological warfare campaigns against the American people, much as if they were trying to destabilize a foreign country. From the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, to the no collusion Mueller witch hunt, to impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the 51 lying intelligence officers, how about them? They said it's Russia disinformation, and they knew it wasn't, which made about, according to some of the great pollsters that are right here, made from anywhere from a 10 to 17 point difference, and yet we still got more votes than any sitting president in history in the second election. And we actually did much better in the second election than we did in the first election. The fake dossier paid for by the Democrats. How about the fake dossier? Remember that one? You think that was easy to go home and say, hello, darling, how are you, when they read about that? It wasn't easy at all. Spying on my campaign, we caught them spying on my campaign. The FBI, Twitter files, and so much more. It's all been a battle of disinformation, one thing after the other, and all to protect the radical left.
Okay. He mentioned the psychological warfare campaign against all of us. He knows what's going on. Now, look, you might say, well, I don't trust Donald Trump because of this shot or because of this or because of that. Look, if the deep state, members of the deep state, the established entrenched state, if they're after him, then, okay, I want him, given the cards that we've been dealt. I want him. All right, I'm going to get through this very quickly. But, you know, there's something else going on here against President Trump, because this is not the only, indictment and then arraignment that he's going to undergo. This is just for the handling of the classified versus classified materials. But remember, as I said yesterday, there's a huge difference, Monday, there's a huge difference between classified documents and documents with classified markings. Hillary Clinton, for example, 33,000 emails, many of them classified, bleached, wiped out, erased, deleted, destroyed. Okay, those were classified. Some, as we saw, had classified markings, but the classified ones are the ones that we're talking about, which is the play on words. And again, an example, I suppose one could say, of doublespeak, which I showed you before, you know, an example of initially, but more importantly, definitions matter. Now, here's the, while they continue to go after President Trump, and here's the problem, they're seeing his numbers rise. So they've got to do something else. And this is what you and I better watch for and take appropriate action at the appropriate time. You know what I mean. But here's the other way they're going after President Trump. It's called Project 65. Now, this is from Revolver.news, Project 65. It's explained. I'm not going to go through this. Project 65 seeks to kill all the Trump lawyers by canceling them, the progressive left's latest move to destroy America. The justice system, when you are arrested and you are arraigned and you're sitting in that courtroom and you are facing charges that could put you away for a long time, for life, or your life hangs in the balance, and you can't find a lawyer to help you. Why? Well, go read. I don't have time to get into it, but they are attempting to assail to cancel out. You help Donald Trump, that's it. We have the power to cancel you. Kind of like the doctors, in a sense. You prescribe ivermectin, we're going to take your license to practice. Not only that, we are going to put you in jail, and we're going to harass the hell out of your families. They're doing the same thing. Look, these people don't have a great imagination. So they go back to the same playbook. Everything is connected. And it goes back to my original statement. What is the interlocking ideological common ground among these conspirators? We're seeing it play out before our very eyes. The last thing I want to show you very quickly. Well, not the last thing, hopefully, but I want to show you this. You know that Biden and his son benefited $5 million minimum from Ukraine. That information was released on the same day yesterday as the indictment. Okay, or the arraignment. But here is the deputy FBI director saying, "Look, you know what? I don't know anything about these from the whistleblower audio tapes or any of this." What a flippin' liar. If he's not a liar, he's incompetent, to say the least. Here's Blackburn questioning the deputy FBI director essentially what he did was intentionally attempted to cover up the Biden Burisma bribery scandal by hiding 17 audio recordings with Joe and Hunter Biden. Watch this. Listen to this. This will come back again in the near future, I guarantee you. And this could very well be that lynch moment or that linchpin that will cause another candidate to step in place of Biden. Watch this.
Let me ask you this. You said in your response to Senator Cruz that you and the FBI do your job to the best of your ability. So why don't you tell me what your job is? Is it to defend and shield Joe Biden, or is your job to protect this country and the Constitution of the United States? Which is it?
The job of the FBI is to protect the country, keep people safe, and uphold the Constitution of our great country.
So period.
That's what we work to do every day, objectively. There are not two standards of justice. There is only one. It's applied equally to each and every person.
Practically, and by perception, there are two standards, very clear standards of justice in this country. We see it every single day. The American people see this every single day. They look at you and they see a politicized entity that is weaponizing an agency of the federal government against the American people.
That is not the FBI that I see, Senator.
That is not the FBI. You see, there are a lot of good people that work for the FBI, but you have a political cabal there. So why did you decide to conceal the information in that revelation to the House Oversight Committee? Why did you redact all of that pertaining to the phone calls?
We have exceptional people within the FBI.
You're not answering the question.
Best.
Why did you redact that information?
And they work relentlessly every day to keep this country safe and to protect people.
You chose not to reveal that the calls were there, and Senator Grassley found it out anyway. Is that accurate?
With regard to the document,
you chose to redact it, yes or no?
We often redact documents to protect
sources
and methods.
So you chose to redact the fact that there are 17 voice recordings, two of those with the now president. You chose to redact that and not to give that to House Oversight.
I have no idea if there are voice recordings or not. What I will tell you with respect to the document, the document was redacted to protect the source, as everyone knows.
Well, then,
and this is a question of life and death, potentially.
My time has expired, but I think it would be helpful if when you came before us, if you were willing to answer the questions. It would help to remove the perception that the American people have, because this is what they see. They see you do it every day, and that is politicizing the FBI and using it against the American people who don't happen to be named Biden, Clinton, or one of the elites.
Truer words never spoken in that clip. However, what will be done about it? I believe, based on the aggregate information, you're going to see the necessity of Biden stepping down. If that won't work, then it will be something else. But I guarantee you 2024 will not look like you think it looks. Why is this important, and how does this connect with everything else I just said? Here's the deal. you've got something larger. Conservative Treehouse, it'll be in the program description notes, was talking about Tucker Carlson, episode 3, President Trump versus the Uniparty neocons, saying we should have never gone into Iraq. Look, we get all that. But again, the deeper aspect of this, this is not just about money. This is not about just greed and avarice. This is not just about, well, the control so we can enrich. No, be self-enriched. No, this is about the complete and total takeover of the planet, of killing us and making sure your grandchildren, your children don't have a future. And we've got to fight back. Which is why we've had the programs we had this week and will continue tomorrow and the next day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Clay Clark. Have a good night.